Tell me one thing, a compact SUV is not new to the market. What is special about your car? Of course, it looks like a Jaguar, but I mean, the heritage is important in that case, I guess. But what is important? What is the main, the unique selling position?
Well, for me, it's two things. Obviously, the exterior and interior style of the car give it its unique Jaguar personality. When we create a car, we have 2 years of developing the clay model in the studio, whereas designers, we imagine the personality of the vehicle, so you know what it looks like, but you don't know how it will drive, how it will handle, and how it will behave. And I was very lucky that Graham allowed me to drive a prototype over a year ago now, whereby I was delighted with how the car drove and handled and performed, because it completed the personality that I'd imagined in my head. And I think what makes it different is this drives like a Jaguar. It's very, very sporty. It has super responsive steering. It handles really well. The personality that you imagine when you look at it is delivered by the driving experience. And I think that gives it a, certainly in the JLR stable, when you compare it to our Land Rover products, gives it a very specific point of difference, because it does drive in a very sports car-like way.
Have you done it in the same way like the XE, with a lot of stiffness, with a lot of aluminium? And
So apart from F-Type Coupe, this has the stiffest body structure we have. And we've also increased the stiffness in the front and rear axles as well. So, yeah, very much so. It's got all of the things you'd expect. So when we started the project, I mean, if you're going to... I mean, I think Wayne said it very well already. When you have a car that looks like this, it's no good if it doesn't drive like it looks. So we've gone to great lengths. So although the architecture is underneath derived to give it all the strengths of some of the Land Rovers, we've then retuned it and redeveloped it to give it its Jaguar character.
Isn't it very difficult to communicate to people who don't know really about Jaguar? I mean, they do, all young people know about the BMW, Audi and like that. I think it's really a big task.
Yeah, well, it always is when you're growing a brand. It's always difficult, but I think the key to that is just keep doing great cars, and almost people. People do get loyal to brands, but they get loyal to brands because if you keep giving them good cars, you get a reputation. That's why we want to create this car. We want to bring new customers in. They'll hopefully really appreciate what a Jaguar is all about. Great looks, great drive, and there's also a lot of technology in this car that makes the car really nice to own and use. And then they'll realise that's what Jaguar is all about, and then we'll have overcome that problem. Yeah.
So it's a process, so to say. You have started the process with a new target.
We're on a journey. We're definitely on a journey, and E-Pace is an important step on the journey. I think E-Pace as a product for a lot of people will transcend the Jaguar brand. As I say, I think people will be interested in the car itself, and the fact that it's a Jaguar then will be the journey that we take them on. And the key thing is you've got to get them interested in the product, get them in the showroom, and we know for a fact that if you can get somebody to drive one of these, they will most likely buy it, and that's the journey we've got to draw them along. Yeah.